My name's Derek Thorne. I am the programme manager at One World Media, and I run all of our work with universities and students. We are interested in encouraging and supporting trainee journalists to cover the wider world, particularly the developing world. That's our remit, if you like. And so particularly then, we run a fund for student journalists who can apply to us with stories which are based in the developing world, and we can support them financially to go and cover those stories. In the last year, we funded 19 students to go overseas to a whole range of countries. Students went to Afghanistan, Cambodia, they went to Sri Lanka, went to Kenya, all sorts of places. And they covered a whole range of original stories, and in some cases they were able to get those stories onto proper media outlets, professional media outlets. In addition to that, we run workshops and events and talks at universities to try and do the job of inspiring students to want to go and cover those sorts of stories overseas. And we also work with the lecturers as well so that they can have the tools they need to teach their students how to do all of this stuff.
So what makes a pitch attractive to you then in terms of a foreign story?
So for me, it's got to be all about an engaging, possibly a quite an individual story, as opposed to a wider, broader issue. So one of the big examples I often use is a film that we commissioned a couple of years ago, which is called The Changing Face of India. And it's all about the decline of the Indian moustache. Now, this is a very particular story. It's a very kind of unusual, quite bizarre story, if you like, but also a very attractive one. And the thing is, it's not just an odd story. It's got something going on behind it. It tells you about what's happening in India regarding cultural change, regarding how it's westernising as a whole nation, and also about how tradition is persisting in some areas as well. So there's a lot of kind of what I might call sort of substance to that story. But ultimately, it is a story about, you know, facial hair, about moustaches, and that's something that I think people can engage with. So that's really the main thing. Other things that we find attractive are, you know, people who are taking a good balanced approach to any story that they want to cover. They're thinking about what relationships they might have with, you know, charities that they might use to get access to a story. They're thinking about safety issues and ethical issues, which can come up in very particular ways with international stories. And also they're thinking about the practicalities, you know, have they thought through how they can make this story happen?
Okay, so how would people find out more?
Well, the best thing to find out about this particular scheme is it all kind of depends on whether your university is part of our program or not. We work with sort of 25, 30 universities around the UK. If you are at one of those universities, you can go to our website and check. Go to our website, look at the section on the student programme, and there's a list of the participating universities there. Then you can get in touch with us via the contact page on our website. The funding opportunity, we don't advertise on our website for that reason, that not all universities are part of it, and so it might get confusing if people start emailing us directly if they're not kind of eligible to apply. So we need the universities to kind of come to us and be members first. But if you are a member, then you can email us and find out more. The email is contact@oneworldmedia.org.uk.
Okay, and then the website is?
Oh yeah, it's oneworldmedia.org.uk, or you can just Google One World Media and you'll find it straight away.
Okay, and are you on Twitter and things like that as well?
Yeah, we're on Twitter at ONEWM, and I think we are on Facebook, although not so active, so yeah, Twitter is a good bet.